Yeah, Pete. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to this evening's City of Geneva Committee of the Whole meeting. Let's let the record show that all of the aldermen are present, except for our illustrious mayor, who could not be here tonight. I'm Bob Piper. I'm the second ward alderman. I'm sitting in for the mayor this evening. So without further ado, we'll kind of get underway. Before we start things, I do need a motion. We are going to, if it's okay with the council, we're going to move new business. We do have a special council meeting after our committee meeting tonight, and rather than do it twice, we'll do new business at the end of the meeting. So if I could have a motion to move new business to after that meeting.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Fantastic. Let's move right on. The first item of business tonight, item A, we've got somebody with us tonight. We're going to recognize Army Specialist Chris Derby. He's on return from active duty in Afghanistan. Chris is a 2004 Geneva High School graduate. He entered basic training at Fort Benning, Georgia in February of 2007, graduated in June of that same year. He was sent to the Javelin Gunners course for specialized training, reported to Fort Campbell in July 2007. Chris was assigned to Bravo Company, 2nd Battalion, the 506th Infantry Regiment. This is one of the most prestigious units in the Army, known as the Band of Brothers. There he was sent to the Army School of Combatives and soon in the, to the Army's Air Assault School, graduating in November 2007. Chris was deployed to Afghanistan in March of 2008, and his unit was the Theater Task Force based out of Kandahar. His job at that time was company radio telephone operator. The mission of his unit was to rapidly move to any area in the country to assist other units in need. They did a 30-day mission out of Kandahar before moving to Salerno for yet another 30-day stint. After another successful completion, the unit was sent to Tilman, right on the Pakistan border, and Specialist Derby was sent to battalion headquarters to work on intelligence, hand-in-hand with Special Forces, Rangers, and other governmental agencies. After finishing there, he rejoined his company at Tilman as a rifleman, going on many foot patrols in the mountains before being sent back to Fort Campbell in March of 2009. At this point, is anybody else afraid of Chris? Just me? I didn't want to get up. Chris, we'd like to welcome you back. We've got a little something for you. I am going to turn this on. Does this work? No?
No.
Yep.
It's on?
Yep.
Okay, it's on. Chris, I'm going to come down in front. This is what Kevin does, and I'm way taller than him. So I had to move his chair down. There were four phone books on it. Step on up here, Chris, so everybody can see you. Look, it's someone else my size. How great is this, huh? How great is this? Applaud this guy. I want to read this proclamation in the room. Whereas the record of uniform service on behalf of the United States of America by citizens of Geneva has long been an attribute of great civic pride in the history of our community, and whereas during the years of challenge that have found the United States involved in armed conflict on foreign soil, thousands of Geneva residents have answered the call of their country and have served in these deadly struggles, and whereas in response to the added challenges of fighting terrorism across the globe, many brave Genevans are now actively serving in fields of battle and armed conflict around the world, and whereas it is the desire of the Geneva City Council to offer honorable recognition and acknowledgement to those residents who are returning from active duty in operations of battle and conflict around the world, now, therefore, in recognition of the service to the United States of America, in which U.S. Army Specialist Christopher Derby of Geneva has recently completed, the City Council offers this proclamation of thanks and appreciation for the unfailing and selfless devotion to duty which Specialist Derby has given to his commitment to the United States of America. Chris, thank you very much. I want everybody to stay standing one more second because I want to read you one more thing. I want to read you what all of these little trinkets on his jacket are. This is the Army Commendation Medal, the Army Achievement Medal, Good Conduct Medal, National Defense Service Medal, Afghanistan Campaign Medal with one bronze star, Global War on Terror Service Medal, Army Service Ribbon, Army Overseas Ribbon, NATO Medal, Presidential Unit Citation with two oak leaf clusters, Valorous Unit Award, Meritorious Unit Commendation, Combat Infantryman Badge, and an Air Assault Badge. That's pretty impressive, folks. We present to you our City of Geneva flag.
I just really want to thank everyone in the Fox Valley Troop Support Group, the Batavia VFW, the City of Geneva. They've just given me tremendous support through everything, especially when I was deployed overseas. And I want to thank them again for all the continued support that they give all of our soldiers still overseas in the fight. And last but not least, I want to thank my family. Just everything that they've done for me when I was deployed, it was just wonderful. Couldn't have gotten through it without them. So thank you.
You can go.
Yeah. You can go.
Yeah. Chris has seen combat. He knows better.
Thank you.
How are you? How's the old guy doing?
Oh, he's doing all right.
Is he?
Yeah.
Making some good jazz
moves. He's doing some good English and Elvis.
Yeah, Dennis would always be awesome.
Hey, Ryan.
Can't get that thing.
Why?
Oh, it's the new phone?
Just run around there.
Our next item of business, folks, is a public hearing on establishment of SSA number 26 and 27. I need a motion to open that public hearing.
Motion. Second.
Motion by Dantino, second by Marks. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Our public hearing has been opened.
Alderman Piper, I guess I will take the lead here. Public notice has been given to the residents of West Haven and as well as the First Baptist Church of Geneva with regard to proposed special service area number 27 regarding the proposed establishment of a special service area that was authorized under the annexation agreement for the West Haven development back in the 1990s. And pursuant to the statutes, this public hearing gives an opportunity to those interested parties that would like to make comment regarding that proposal. So I suggest that the chair open up such comments for anybody that's interested in making them.
If there's anyone who'd like to speak to the motion, please come to the microphone. State your name and address.
I would say to the parties that are here, the public and, of course, the aldermen are aware of this, that there was hosted last week a informational meeting by Alderman Singer and Flanagan and City Administrator McKittrick, who and there were other staff members there who presented information about the proposed special service areas and answered questions of some, I think about 45 residents who appeared at that informational hearing. So maybe many of the questions were addressed at that time. But if there are any further, this is the opportunity to.
Could very well be. Alderman Flanagan?
To start off the open hearing, I thought I'd read a letter from a constituent who couldn't be here so that I can get this, I guess, everyone else to kind of come up to the podium. But I'll read it from my dais. But unfortunately, he's not totally for the SSA, but I will read it and then hand it to our clerk for entry into public record. So, if I may. Dear Alderman Flanagan and Alderman Singer, I had the opportunity to attend the meeting on September 14th to discuss the SSA tax that is being put in place for the West Haven subdivision. While I appreciated the time and other city officials took to discuss the issue, I'm very disappointed and unhappy on how it was handled and brought to our attention. I had been a resident in the subdivision for approximately 7 years at the time we purchased our home, and up until this month, we were unaware of the annexation agreement and the fact that all owners of record agree not to object to the information of the SSA. In addition, I was not aware of any complaints or problems with the maintenance of the detention area. It never came up in a conversation with neighbors, social gatherings in our subdivision, or with the City of Geneva. It was mentioned several times during the meeting that the city received complaints from residents on the tall grass and weeds in the detention area. However, there was no specifics on the number of complaints or the frequency. If this issue was such a major concern to the point of the city decided it needed an SSA tax, why did neither of you as our representatives attempt to make the West Haven residents aware of the issue previously? Why no prior warnings or advisement? The city did not provide much detail on what we are receiving with the SSA tax. It seemed to me there were more questions than answers, lots of gray. How can the city come up with two proposed assessments without specific information, especially since we would be footing the bill? I realize the city has the legal right to the SSA tax. I want to go on record saying I'm against it and believe I placed an additional burden on taxpayers. I'm sorry, believe it will place an additional burden on taxpayers, especially during a difficult economic time. We have experienced double-digit real estate tax increases since our home purchase, while its real market value has decreased. I ask that you work on our behalf to do whatever is necessary to keep the SSA tax as low as possible. I believe we need only one tax for maintenance of the retention basin. The grass does not need to be mowed once per week to look like a manicured lawn. We all need to remember its intended use, a detention basin. It's not a park or a play area. Please keep in mind only 10 of the 92 total West Haven residents have property adjacent to the basin. It would be a big waste of our taxpayers' money to cut it more than necessary. We should follow the City of Geneva code and keep it to it at least 8-inch max height. In addition, we do not require maintenance of the landscape medians. They have always been maintained by the West Haven residents. I thank you in advance for your help and support on working in our best effort and keeping our taxes at a fair and manageable level. Thank you. And it's signed Dennis Jezior. I hope I'm saying that. J-E-Z-I-O-R. He lives at 350 West Haven Circle. So I will enter his comments into the record.
Alderman Flanagan, I guess so that some response from city staff members, and particularly those that were at that informational hearing. The annexation agreement was one that was dated in 1991 and recorded in the public records in 1992, I believe. It's a lien, if you will, a covenant against all properties in West Haven, so that anyone who purchases a lot or a home in West Haven has actual knowledge of that annexation agreement. Within that annexation agreement, it states that the city has the authority to establish a special service area if the homeowners do not maintain stormwater detention facilities. The stormwater detention facilities that were constructed on that site benefit all of the residential properties on the north end of the development. There is a second stormwater detention facility that is located at the southeast portion of the West Haven development, and that detention basin basically serves what is now the First Baptist Church property, but was formerly designated as a commercial area. The staff did present at the informational hearing two possible scenarios for taxation of just doing a stormwater management maintenance care for the residential stormwater detention area. and also gave a second possible scenario for taxation if that was expanded to include some maintenance of the landscape islands and as well as some cul-de-sac islands that are, there's about six, I believe, within the subdivision, if those were to be maintained. So those were the possibilities. They were estimates because we don't know what level of care that the property owners, the West Haven property owners, wanted. It should also be noted that after the subdivision was created, and under the annexation agreement, a homeowners association was formed. And a few years after it was formed, it was disbanded by the property owners or some of the property owners because not all of the lot owners were required to be members. So the association who would have had the responsibility went away. And so there's no one designated in that subdivision with the primary responsibility for maintenance and care of those detention facilities. I think that's a summary basically of what was answered. There were many. It went on for, I think, two and a half hours last week. So I said hopefully in about 5 minutes what a lot of people discussed during that time period. But this is an opportunity under the statute and under the ordinance that was adopted by the City Council for anyone that wishes to make any further comment about the proposed special service areas.
I'm Brenda Holmes, and I am a West Haven resident. I live at 309 South Peck Road. I did attend last week's meeting, and it was vague, but more than we knew before. I am not opposed to the SSA, not thrilled about it, but I would recommend and ask that you go with the lesser tax. Keep it mowed. It needs to be mowed, landscaped. The entrance would be nice. Those that do take care of it have done a wonderful job for 10 years. When we purchased and built, there was not an association, but I was aware of it. It is not a conversation because 10 years ago we did pay an attorney to do that dissolution. So what happened to that? And for 10 years, if we're supposed to abide by storm ordinances, how does that go on for 10 years and nobody notice? So anyway, if we need to do the SSA, please go with the lesser, and then we'll have to have our real estate taxes reassessed to keep our taxes down, to keep this down. We all work together, but we have to stop asking the residents to keep taking care of it. We're not getting any younger. And it's a large area, so mowing, landscaping, entrance, minimal but nice is what I would say. I'm not sure with the rest. Thanks so much.
Should also comment that I believe with the minimum, if it was just the maintenance of the detention areas, not any of the other landscaped areas, and at the projected cost of our street superintendent for those annual services, it would have, I think we figured it was about a $75 to $77 per year average special service area tax that would be assessed per homeowner.
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah, Mr. Singer.
If I may address my constituents as well as the council members, and as a segue to this information that's being disseminated at this point in time, I'm quite certain that many of you who have been on our email listing have received a survey. And if you did not receive that survey, please let us know. We have surveys available for those that are not able to access emails as such. And as clarification, the survey encounters five particular questions. For instance, question number one, what areas would you like to maintain by the SSA? Your choices are A, stormwater facility only. B, stormwater facility and all landscape islands and entrance medians. And C, stormwater facility and entrance median only. Question number two, how would you like the stormwater facility maintained? A, mowed weekly to maintain a lawn similar to your yard. B, mowed every 2 weeks, allowing the grass to be higher than normal. C, mowed monthly, keeping it at the 8-inch height. Question number three, what would you like done to the entrance median? A, replace the bare areas with sod. B, replace bare areas with perennials. C, place mulch or stones on bare areas. D, do nothing to the median. Question number four, what would you like done to the landscaped islands? A, leave them as it is, just mow areas. B, replace grass with perennials. C, replace grass with mulch/stone. And question number five, do you want to include the West Haven sign in the SSA? A, yes, or B, no. And then there's a provision for your address, and then, of course, as well, for any comments that you may like to suggest, some other choices that we may not consider at this point in time. But I think what we did, and I was very pleased with the outcome of the meeting we had with you a week or so ago. I was very pleased with the manner in which you responded to our suggestions and the way you responded to us, both Alderman Flanagan and I. Try to represent you and hope that we are doing that which pleases you the most. And certainly, please, if you haven't responded to the survey, please do so. This gives both Alderman Flanagan and myself some direction that we can then move towards in hoping to satisfy whatever the needs are for your community. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Singer.
Hello, I'm Anthony Zeffron. I live in West Haven, 3525 Heartland Drive.
Can you spell your last name, sir?
Zeffron. Right up in front by the main island there. I was part of the Homeowners Association when we tried to salvage what was the Homeowners Association as part of also the dissolution of it. We knew at that time, for all the residents that are new to West Haven or newer that weren't around then, we knew at that time that an SSA was the option that when we dissolved the Homeowners Association. We worked with the lawyer to pass it on to the city as such, and it's been a while since, you know, for any action to happen, but it's finally happening. We also knew that the detention area was a major undertaking, that it had, there's a lot of work. I think that what the city's doing now is probably, as far as maintaining the detention area, is probably definitely necessary. And as far as maintaining some of the entrance area, I think it's necessary. I've spent many hours out there myself, because as good as intentions are, getting people together and to have the time to maintain something like that is almost impossible. I mean, it's a lot of work. It happens occasionally to get it cleaned up, but not so frequently. And I think just maintenance of that front area and the two sign areas out in front is really what we need. The other areas, the circles, I think they're fine. They get, it'd be nice to have them mowed so that people weren't responsible for those. But I don't think what the city's proposing is that unfair. I think it's a reasonable price. I mean, as an association, I don't think we could do it for that money. So that's how the way I feel. Thank you.
Good evening. I'm Bobby Alderfer. I live at 110 West Haven Circle in West Haven. And I have been there for 10 years. We moved in as the Homeowners Association was phasing themselves out. So we bought the house thinking the grounds were going to be taken care of. And by the time we moved into the house, we discovered that nothing was going to happen. So for the first couple of summers, it was really bad. We back up to that big retention area. And as much as you try to mow it, you just can't. It's too big. Some of the homeowners up the street, it's a little bit narrower. They've been able to negotiate with grandpas to get out their big riding mowers on weekends and take care of that. The rest of us can't do that. And I'd like to thank Tony publicly for really taking the time to occasionally clean out the front entrance. It is a mess. I've spent Memorial Day weekends pulling out weeds. For as much as you do, it's still never going to look lovely unless you have regular maintenance. We've gotten some mowing done. When Chuck Lencioni, bless his heart, was alive, he was able to come up with some money occasionally and get it mowed, but by the time it was mowed, it was just a hay field and really looks unsightly. Plus all of that extra grass and all was clogging up the drains. And so Ken Ward has taken it upon himself to try to keep the drains clean. It's a huge undertaking. The people that don't live over there don't realize the kind of work that's been going on for 10 years. So I am thrilled about this SSA. It's long overdue. I was told 10 years ago that we'd have to get a petition signed by 90% of the homeowners, and we knew that wasn't going to happen. So I'm really glad to hear that there's a clause that this is going to take care of. Personally, I'd like to see the whole thing done. The difference in price, I'm very sensitive to the fact that, you know, everything is expensive and it keeps going up. But as Tony said, we couldn't institute a homeowners association and take care of the property for $10 a month, which is what we would be paying for the larger scale of things. And so I thank the alderman and the committee, and particularly Mary, for all of the really great work she did to put together that meeting last week. And I think that's it. Thank you. And we just want to protect our property values. We feel like we're kind of the stepchild at times because of the way that the original Homeowners Association was put together. It never should have happened that there were properties left out. And so it's kind of been a mess since day one. And so, you know, with your assistance, maybe we can get it fixed. Thanks.
Thank you, Mrs. Oldifer. Anyone else? Anyone from the dais? Alderman Flanagan.
Yes, thank you. I first of all would like to thank staff. I thought, Mary, you did an absolutely terrific job. And everyone there, Stephanie and Dan Dinges and Pam Broviak and all the other people who were behind the scenes to put all the material together. We had a DVD. We had pictures. I know Mrs. Oldifer was mentioning about the basins. That's the most important thing. If you have to realize that all of the debris and the overgrown grass gets into the basins, and it can cause more damage to the area, and not only just the grass and the aesthetic value and the landscaping, but there is a actual physical, you know, problem that can occur out there if those detention ponds or basins were not cleaned out. So I thank everyone again, and I think that we'll try to do our best to do the best solution we can out there. Thank you. And thanks, everyone, for coming out.
City Administrator McKittrick, to say a few words.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to let the folks know, either here or that are in the audience, we do have extra CDs. If you didn't receive one with all of the, I believe there were 21 or so documents on there, they're at reception downstairs at City Hall. It's also on the city's website on our community development page, so you can go there to get all of the information that was presented last week. Also, the survey that Alderman Singer had referred to earlier, that is going to be available, and that's on the city's website as well. Dan Dinges, our Public Works Director, has hard copies this evening. If you don't have internet access or you know someone that doesn't have internet access, we would be happy to hand those to you or ask you to deliver those. But for those that do, you can go onto the city's website, fill out the survey, the five questions, so that we have a better understanding of the scope of maintenance that you prefer. The survey will be up through the end of this month, so that we get that feedback from you. So I just wanted to let everyone know that. So we're looking for as much information and the statements that we may have heard that some of the information was vague. We purposely made sure that the levy amount, that the tax dollar amount, was vague because we didn't want to make that decision for you. We want you to tell us what scope of maintenance you want, and that will determine the level of the levy. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Mary. Anyone else from the audience?
Good evening. My name is Patrick Bergren. I live at 93 North Peck Road, also near the basin. It has really taken off from a weed standpoint. And these last 2 years, especially this year, the amount of ticks and other problems and things like that have really escalated as well. It's a big concern. Kids, we used to go throw a frisbee out there on occasion, go out there and run around with the dogs as well, and no one can go in it at all. Where I live, the hill's fairly steep, and you can't use a garden-type tractor on that hill. It just doesn't work. You need real equipment. So, also, if the grass is cut, which I'd like it to be cut weekly, those cuttings are much less likely to go ahead and clog up the drains and things like that that could flow through and get out of the way. I think everyone in our area of West Haven certainly has noticed a lot more basements are flooding. When it rains, the water stays a lot longer and is there in the morning. It seemed that didn't used to even stick around 2-3 days a year. We'd have a heavy rain that would receive water. Now it's not uncommon for that water to be there 2 days, and we all have friends that have lost basements due to it. So thank you very much for your consideration.
Thank you. Alderman Singer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mrs. McKittrich, I wonder if you'd be kind enough to explain to the residents of West Haven what the following procedures will be following this particular public hearing and following next week and the week beyond that, please. Thank you.
Based on the process that is required to take place, we will present an ordinance at our Committee of the Whole meeting next Monday. Then the following week, the following Monday, we will take that recommendation from the Committee of the Whole to the City Council meeting, and then we will ask for a formal vote. That is to establish the SSA only. That does not set the levy amount. In the later in the fall, typically in November, we bring all of our levies before the City Council and go through the same process, basically. And this SSA will have a levy, and in that ordinance will be the levy amount to be determined to cover the scope of maintenance based on the input that we receive from you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Ron. If there's no one else, anyone?
Move to close the special hearing.
Second.
All in favor?
Roll.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Roll on that?
No, I just second.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was a motion by Brown, second by Marks. That will close our public hearing. So we're on to item C, which is our department report presentation, our administrative service department, and the wizard is coming out from behind the curtain. Look at that.
I bet he didn't put the camera on himself.
He didn't.
Justin's putting the
Thank
camera
you.
On.
Nice. Very good.
I tried to dodge the whole
Justin's
thing.
Justin's zooming
as far
in
as
on your face
camera.
Right now.
I thought I'd give a quick and dirty on what IT does here at the city, what we're working on, and then just open up for questions if you have any questions on what we do and what we don't do. As I said, I'm Pete Collins, and in the back there is Justin tonight running the cameras. So I'll just start through. Here's pretty much what we do around the city. We've got about, you know, roughly 165, 175 computers, 20 servers, and we handle all the printers and copiers around the city. We have over about 200 desktop extensions and 70 mobile devices around the city. So anywhere there's a phone in the city, basically we typically have touched it or touch it on a regular basis. We keep track of that. We also maintain large portions of the city website. We deal with all the joy with the email. And we also deal with the internet access here in the city through an arrangement that we have using our fiber optic network. We share an internet access connection with Kane County and three of the school districts, St. Charles, Geneva, and Batavia. Basically, we split a large fight between ourselves, and the county manages a lot of that provisioning, but it all comes through our fiber optic network. With that, we have a rather expansive fiber optic network for a city. We have roughly 30 sites. We have all of our sites, plus also those of the utilities, plus also all the schools in Geneva, and a couple of points within the Kane County fiber network as well. We also do all the wireless access points and firewalls for the city. I know a lot of this is going to make you glaze over, but I just want to show you what we're doing here. We also do everything with Channel 10 here. Every Monday night when you guys go on, we're either sitting back there or following this meeting. We take these and we rip these meetings, put them on the website for downloading either audio or video. We also deal with the broadcast of this live across the web every day. Everything that runs on Channel 10 is broadcast out, so you can always look around and see what's on Channel 10 if it floats your boat. We also deal with all of the cable franchise negotiations and compliance issues. Anything to do with Comcast or AT&T's Lightspeed projects, we deal with most of that. Stephanie and I had a fun year earlier this year, last year, dealing with finally getting a long-term cable franchise out of Comcast. You know, it's kind of tedious and painful at times, but we made it through. We've been trying, if I remember, since to get a real franchise rewrite since I started here 11 years ago. So finally got done. And also, we're pretty much the point for telecommunications legislation, as you know, within here. When the whole AT&T Lightspeed issue came up, that fell in our lap, too. So, again, here's what we're working on. Here's what's happened, and here's what's going to happen in the future. If you recall, you may or may not know, but basically we worked a deal to replace all of the copiers around the city with a unified copier interface so that it's all the same. We were dealing with different copiers everywhere, different application print servers on that, so it became the management of it became kind of tedious, keeping track of copies and stuff like that. So moved it to a single platform, got that straightened out. Recently, again, you see here from the mobile back end for the police department, they have mobile units out in the streets, police and fire. We rolled out an application that allows all those users, our public safety users, to come into our network and go back and forth, and we've swapped out different vendors back and forth for mobile providers. We were also behind part of this West Haven packet. We got all the graphics together and put all the PDFs all together on those CDs and burnt those so you had something to hand out for the constituents. Recently, we've also changed some of the format of how the audio files are configured so that we can deliver them automatically via either Outlook or if you subscribe to a podcast in iTunes. If you really want to have these meetings delivered to your iTunes, you can have it there. Some stimulating listening for hours on end. We also just recently did a revision of our antivirus software. We're rolling them out to desktops as we go. Your people will be next. Get all yours so we're on a new system. And also printer consolidation. We're actively trying to get rid of as many printers as possible, roll out more workgroup printers. With the advent of the copier replacement, we're finding less and less need for a lot of the copier or a lot of printers, so trying to make things disappear. We don't need them. So here's what's coming up in the future. Earlier this year, part of our replacement, we roll machines out, computers usually on a four-year window. We try to replace them, make them disappear, because by that time their lifespan or software is usually done with. We're rolling out a bunch of new servers this year to replace some of our main domain controllers that control all the accounts and all the printers. So that's going on. We're looking to start virtualizing some of the boxes. We've kind of been right on the edge. Virtualizing a server is basically you can run multiple servers on one server, what it amounts to. And we've been kind of right at the edge of having enough users to make it worthwhile or not. We're right on the bubble of trying to do that. So we're trying to see if it's actually financially viable for us to do it. It would make management easier. Also, most of your desktops you see here are all Windows XP. We're moving to Windows 7 next year, so we expect that to be a big project as well. We're also, this one, utility billing software. There's been a desire to replace the utility billing software to allow for more accurate management of utility operations and billing operations, and frankly, we'd like to see the interface improve for all the users who do sit there, our financial people who deal with it on a daily basis. It's really just about time to move it ahead and move it where we need to be. Joint rate study for dark fiber leasing. As you know, we have a relatively expansive fiber optic network, and so does St. Charles and so does Batavia. One of my goals this year was to try and put together a pricing model for leasing that fiber out to other people, other private sectors who may want to use that fiber around town. It's come up a number of times, and we just don't have an easy way to put a number on what we should be charging for that. It appears that I'm the president of a municipal group called the Illinois Municipal Broadband Communications Association, and many of its members are also looking for the same thing. So I'm trying to make this an IMBCA project instead, so that we can get the most benefit out of this, so that everyone's fiber would probably be leased at about the same rate. I run into issues all the time where I have someone say, hey, I'm here in Geneva. I'd really like to get here in Batavia, or I'd really like to get here in St. Charles. And what that end user has to deal with is, okay, well, I've got one rate for you, and Batavia's got another rate for you, or St. And it gets really tedious, and it manages to pretty much slow up the process down to virtually nothing. So we'd like to get the same platform. And probably one of the more, ones that I think a lot of people would like was we're trying to get Burgess Field online so that the football games, sports events from the high school can be broadcast across Channel 10 as well. We do have fiber currently at the high school, and, in fact, if you tune in Monday through Friday at, say, about 9:15, you can actually see the high school's morning show running on there. We'd like to do more with them. We could do basketball games from there, but getting out to the stadium, there's no fiber between there and the stadium. There's no way of doing it. So we're trying to bring together a scenario to do that would be reasonably priced. It's dicey, but we're looking for support. So and with that, we'd like to see more stuff running on Channel 10. We'd like to utilize that studio. We'd like to have the students utilize the studio. We'd like to have the community. We'd like to be able to use that studio for more than just these meetings, I guess is the long and the short of it. So, again, quick and dirty overview. This is about what it is. This is what we do. And that's about it. That's all I've got. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Questions from the dais. Alderman Hill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Pete, I want to thank you for all the assistance you give to me. Probably at least once a week I call for help. And
no way.
Oh, yes. Sometimes more than once a week. Sometimes was a parachute attached to my laptop because I've attempted to throw it out the window. But I do. Pete calms me down and gets me headed off in the right direction. Your assistant does, yes.
But we've got you using it.
You've got me
using it. And that's the key.
I've been using it for years. But anyway, I did hear you mention that you do have some sound versions of our meetings. I'm thinking perhaps if there are some few members of the community that are visually handicapped, if they want to hear what's going on at the city council meeting, at the committee of the whole, there is access to something that they could make.
That is correct. Those are typically up within as soon as this typically my morning tomorrow is I take this, the recording of this broadcast, and I turn this into a video file that's broadcast on Channel 10, and then when I'm done with that, I take it and I pull the audio off it and put the audio online too. So typically within a day of the meeting itself, those are up there, and you can either download them straight off the website, or if, like I said, if you're an iTunes person, because I know you are. I also see you on your iPod. But if you had an iPod and you had iTunes,
forget it.
You could set up your iTunes account.
Get an H-Track or reel to reel. If he's a reel to reel.
Reel to reel.
You could set up your iTunes account to automatically download these meetings every week.
All right. Great.
Yeah, I'd like to meet the person who would do this.
We also have the DVDs.
We have the DVDs downstairs too. Typically, as soon as we're done with them, we have those downstairs. You can go down and ask Sherry for them downstairs, and they will lend them to you.
Well, I'm just thinking if there is somebody who's visually handicapped, if they want access to this, they can arrange with perhaps a front office downstairs.
They want to contact me, I can tell them exactly where they're at on the website, or I can show them how to do it.
Fine. Thank you very much. You do a great job, and appreciate all of your assistance.
Thanks.
At least once a day.
Alderman Flanagan.
Thank you, Mr. Alderman Chairman. Pauling. I also want to thank you, but I don't have as much problems as Mr. Hill does, apparently.
Sam has no problems. He just has questions.
Okay.
He's always learning.
I do have a question that I didn't see you bring up, and I don't know if you're still on that track, the broadband Google application?
We put that, well, like a lot of other cities around the country, we did. Yes, you're correct. I missed that entirely. We did submit that. I don't expect to hear much on it, but we did submit it. It would be nice if they chose us, but I heard rumors for the grapevine that someone else has already.
Really? That's too bad.
Going that way. So, but it was a good exercise to go through the submission process, because it kind of made me reevaluate, you know, what we have, and actually, you know, re-inventory what we actually have here. So
thank you. You did a good job.
Thank you.
Alderman Pollock.
Thank you, Alderman Piper. Pete, you know, over the years you've really taken this department of yours and grown it and brought us into the 21st century. It's phenomenal, and it's fun because I can sit here now that you've given Ron a wireless mouse, I can turn his page for him.
Mess with him when he's not looking.
And then he looks at me, he's like, how'd you do that, Ron? But in all sincerity, thank you very much, and you're a very valued member, and we really appreciate you. Thanks.
Enjoy being here.
Yeah. Always pick it on me.
Any other questions? Anything from the audience? You're free to go, Pete.
Thank you.
You're a very patient person. Tomorrow.
I can cut just a little.
Yeah. Down to item D, consider draft resolution authorizing the execution of contract with Trigge Construction in the amount of $196,325.50 for the Manchester Alley Rehabilitation Project East Phase.
So moved.
Motion by Vogelsberg, second by Hill. Any questions or comments? Anything from the audience? Hearing none, seeing none.
Can I second that, Sam?
Sure.
Okay.
You'd like to second that, Ray?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks.
We're going to have Ray second that then. Alderman Pollock, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Down to item E, consider request from Geneva Kiwanis Club to use public sidewalks for their annual Peanut Days fundraiser September 24th and 25th, 2010.
Move approval. Second.
Motion by Hill, second by Marks. Questions or comments? Nobody. Everybody likes peanuts. All is well.
Everyone likes it. Yeah.
There you go. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. And as we have moved new business to our next meeting, I think we will look for a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion by D'Antino, seconded by Flanagan. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, we'll take a few minutes here. We'll break, get a drink of water, and we'll come back, and we'll start our city council meeting. So we'll kill the mics, and everybody can take a few-minute break. Thank you.
like to do that too.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Let's bring this back, and let's bring our City of Geneva City Council meeting to order. If we could have a roll call, please.
Chuck Brown? Here.
Ralph Dantino?
Here.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Here.
Sam Hill?
Here.
Craig Maladra?
Here.
Richard Marks?
Here.
Ray Pollock?
Here.
Robert Piper?
Here.
Ron Singer?
Here.
Don Vogelsberg?
Here.
I believe the clerk would recognize that Mayor Burns is absent. In the absence of the mayor, according to our ordinances, it's customary to have a mayor pro tem appointed from the body to act as the chairman of the meeting, and such a motion is now in order.
I'll make that motion that Mr. Piper is serving as our mayor pro tem for the city council meeting.
Motion by Hill, seconded by Vogelsberg.
Right. Mr. Clerk should take the roll call in. Mr. Clerk.
Sam Hill?
Here.
Greg Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ray Pollock?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Can I change my vote from here to aye, please?
So far, so good, Sammy.
For God's sake, roll call again. Understand why.
So again, Alderman, our Mayor Burns can't be with us, so we'll say hi to Kevin's mom. She gets a kick out of me wearing a tie. And we will quickly move on to our Pledge of Allegiance. And if Mr. McQueenie could lead us to the pledge tonight.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty,
amen. Item 3 on the agenda tonight is our special items and presentations. We need to consider the mayor's appointment of Patrick McQueenie to the police pension board.
So moved.
Second.
Ooh, they launched. Wow. Lightning round tonight. In the lightning round, we have moved by Pollock, seconded by Flanagan.
Wow.
This is in cash cab?
This is cash cab, Ray. We will take a roll call, I believe.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Greg Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ray Pollock?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Pat, would you like to say anything? Or?
Looking forward to serving in the pension board.
Good luck. Good man. Thank you very much.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Number 4, amendments to the agenda. Do we have any amendments tonight to the agenda? Alderman Marks.
Chairman Piper, I would like to remove from the agenda totally tonight item 11H, the approval of the contract renews for the group health insurance.
Let the record show that we are removing item 11H.
Is there a second to Alderman Marks?
Sure.
Second. Seconded by Alderman Pollock.
That's a motion to approve the amended agenda, I presume.
Yes. Right. Motion. You're right. A motion by Mark, seconded by Pollock.
Which is it?
It's a motion to remove item 11H by Alderman Mark, seconded by Alderman Pollock.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Greg Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ray Pollock?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman, I guess as a procedural matter, if we could just have a motion to approve the
amended agenda. Motion to approve the amended agenda.
Right.
Second.
All in favor.
Motion by Dantino, seconded by
Flanagan.
Roll call?
Yes. Roll call, please.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Greg Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ray Pollock?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Chuck Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Mm-hmm. Omnibus agenda, all items with an asterisk are considered routine by the city and will be enacted in one motion.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Dantino, seconded by Hill.
Roll call. Yes, of course, item 11.
Roll call votes in order.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Greg Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ray Pollack?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Don Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph D'Antino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Down to item 10, municipal bills for payment.
Bills for payment total $3,812,876.33.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve and pay the bills as read and as displayed on the city's website.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Greg Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ray Pollack?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph D'Antino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Let's get down to the committee of the whole items of business. Here's one we just discussed. This is a considered resolution authorizing our contract with Treaty Construction in the amount of $196,325.50 for our Manchester Alley rehab project.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Vogelsberg, second by Pollack. Any questions? Seeing none, hearing none, let's have a roll call.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Greg Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ray Pollack?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph D'Antino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Item 11B, consider request from Geneva Kiwanis Club to use the public sidewalks for annual Peanut Day fundraiser September 24th and 25th.
Move approval.
Second.
Motion by Hill, second by Singer. Just a voice vote on this one will suffice. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Item 11H, which was removed by Alderman Marks, was to approve the contract renewals for group health.
No, it's removed. It's totally removed.
Oh, he moved, removed from the agenda total. Okay. So we are down to new business.
I think
do we want to do that?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. Let Stephanie, if you want to explain why we removed.
Just a quick explanation why the approval of the group health renewal was pulled. Even though we don't have a contract currently with the FOP, they did organize, so we are obligated to bargain over this. So I met with them last week. I did not get a response, so I'm meeting with them again tomorrow, and I anticipate bringing this back next Monday.
Thank you.
Thank you, Stephanie. So we are down to new business. We have new business from the dais. We do not. We do, however, have new business from the audience. So here's what we're going to do. Before we start on new business from the audience, I know that we've got a lot of people here for one particular new business. I'm going to explain a couple of things. Generally, when we have people here for new business for one particular subject, what Mayor Burns has done in the past is explain just a couple of things to you. We're going to try and keep this relatively short in that we don't want to be redundant. I know a lot of people want to speak, and that's not a problem. We're absolutely happy to have you come and speak. We'd like you to come to the dais, give your name, give your address. We'll be absolutely happy to listen to what you have to say. I would like you to kind of keep it concise. Let's absolutely keep it civil. I'm not gonna have any personal attacks. I just want everybody to understand that that's not a rule for tonight. That's a rule for any time we have a large group in the room for any sort of debate. This is a little bit different because it's new business, so there really is no debate tonight. I want to be perfectly clear that there is no action tonight. This is not an action for this room. This is actually an action for the TRICOM board, and it's an action that the TRICOM board will be taking in the next 30 days. It's not even an action that they'll be taking anytime soon. So this is not for this council, but we will be absolutely happy to listen to anything you have to say. So by all means, we're ready to go when you are.
Yes, I can. Thank you so much for giving us a moment to speak here. And Honorable Mayor Pro Tem,
and the city council members. First of all, we will be honorable and we will be polite today. Don't worry about it.
I'm absolutely sure.
And as far as being concise, I think we've really got three speakers. We've got some other people that are here
Before you keep going, can we have your name and address, please, for the record?
Yeah, I sure can. I'm Ed Boniface, and I live at number 3 in the Mews over on South 7th Street here in Geneva. And I'm one of the owners of Alarm Detection Systems, ADS. And I'd just like to acknowledge those in attendance who are here to support our cause. Could we just see a show of hands of those that... All right. Thank you. Our company is 40 years old and employs 225 people, most of whom live here in the Fox Valley. The past 30 years, we've been partners with TRICOM, relaying our customers' alarm activations to public safety, both through our central monitoring station and through a rental agreement with some of our equipment located within TRICOM. Just prior to August 26th, TRICOM surprised all of us by posting an RFP on their website, the basics of which were they're going into the alarm monitoring business. The RFP states that they plan to invest in equipment, create contracts with clients, set up a billing system, provide installation and service on radio equipment that's functionally identical to the equipment that ADS already has invested in and has deployed. Their promise is to eliminate the middleman, and I guess we would be the middleman. A week later, a mandatory pre-bid meeting was held, and this was still before two of the city councils had yet had a chance to authorize the informal RFP process. The three city councils seemed to be in lockstep, patently refusing to meet with representatives of ADS. And this RFP is a broad departure from the policies in place today and warrants public discussion. Never has there been a council or public debate over the advisability of government orchestrating the takeover of a private business. We're asking the city council to direct their representatives to TRICOM to reject the current RFP before it's open tomorrow morning and to openly discuss the issue at stake here. And we are asking the city council to get involved. We understand that some are claiming that there's a life safety component to this RFP. And if there are concerns, they should be discussed and an attempt at resolving it with a public-private partnership, not a government takeover. Doug Whitley from the State Chamber of Commerce sent a message through me. He's unable to be here and that he's personally addressing the Batavia City Council tonight. It was difficult in that all three city councils are meeting at the same time on the same night. But I'd like to quote him. I would like to express my severe concern regarding this process. Government should not be competing with private business. So thank you all for your time, and I think there are a couple more to speak.
Good evening. My name is Jim Emma, and I own Nova Communications right across the street at 27 South 1st Street for, 30 years. And I live in Geneva at 2337 Vanderbilt. And I was pretty surprised to hear what was actually going on. It's pretty new to me right at this point. Still trying to digest it, but my first thought that comes to mind, it sounds ridiculous, but ADS should provide police and fire service in the city of Geneva. It just doesn't gel. There's a lot of complications, a lot of technology in that business, a lot of liability. It's a huge nut, and that's why ADS is in business to handle that. And I question whether the city would want to take on that project. I assume that maybe it's purely revenue-based, and I know that the economy is a little tough now. And, everybody's doing things they can to generate revenue. But it just sounds like a displacement of private enterprise. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
Good evening. My name is John Schreiber. I've been a resident of Geneva for 34 years. I live at 1616 Lois Court. I'm a small business owner. I employ about 32 people outside of Geneva. But I do have concerns about this issue. I'm concerned that no one's proven that we need that this will improve our safety. No one's proved that it's going to save us any money. And there's nothing to prove that there's anything wrong with the existing way that things are being operated. And I feel that philosophically, eliminating the private sector will stop the innovation of new technologies. It will reduce the competition, which keeps our costs down. And adding any type of municipal employee adds to salaries, benefits, and pensions. And I just don't see a need for it at this point. If this is passed, what's going to happen to future funding? Where will the money come from? Will my taxes be raised? Will the city's taxes be raised? Any number of inefficiencies can occur in a municipal operation. So I think we need more facts on this. We need figures. We need to slow down and make sure we know how this is going to work before you ram something through. So thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. TRICOM started considering this issue in February of this year.
Chief, why don't you identify yourself?
I'm Chief Steve Olson, Chief of the Geneva Fire Department. TRICOM started discussing this issue in February of this year in recognition that the contract with ADS was going to expire. At that time, we looked at several different options of what direction you wanted to go. After a fair amount of conversation and discussion at that meeting, which was a public meeting of the board, the director was given instructions to start work on an RFP and to provide the board with additional information about alternate ways of conducting business. In the ensuing meetings after that, in the ensuing 7 months, there were several board meetings. This was discussed each time, or nearly every time. The RFP was, when it was created and approved, was mailed to 8 private sector firms, ADS being one of them. It was also posted on the website of TRICOM the same day it was mailed out. It was also published in a local newspaper a couple days afterwards. All 8 firms were allowed 3 weeks to respond to the RFP. They're due tomorrow at 9 o'clock, after which they will be taken under advisement and evaluated. No decisions will be made tomorrow as to what will be done by the board. That will occur in the weeks to come. As for rushing it through, we feel that we've been careful and deliberative, and at no time do we feel that we needed to involve prospective firms who might participate in the process. Along with that, there have been suggestions that there would be mandated for firms to go to TRICOM for alarm service. That's not true. In fact, that was explained at the pre-proposal meeting to everybody there. We strongly feel that the market should bear, decide which way this is going to go. We do feel that there are some time savings that can be incurred to the benefit of the response of fire apparatus to incidents of an activated fire alarm in a building. But as for cost and the viability of the project, we don't know until we open the RFPs. And once we do that, we'll do an analysis of it, and then we'll make a recommendation, and the board will consider it. But this is purely in the TRICOM board.
Thank you.
Any other new business? Seeing none, I see a motion to adjourn.
So move.
Motion by Singer, second by Maladra. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thanks, everybody.